Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
That's Komuto, by the way, there. And that's Kumba over there. And that's me over here.
And I ask you a question. When was the last time you said never? Never say never. Like, you know when you're supposed to say, like, you tell yourself, I'm never going to do this thing. I'm never going to give my kids.
Just put it that way. And then what happened?
Talking about Mjolo, right?
Yes.
I vowed that I would never get children Mshimono to Mpitora. Because I found their language cumbersome.
Is
maybe that's the word I want to use. It's like, why but remember, so it will never happen.
So
then I'm walking around, I'm leaving a friend's place, and this guy was Wafeta. His perfume made me weak cologne. He's a man. So his cologne made weak at the knees.
Okay.
I'm taking you. And I dated that guy.
Okay.
You know what I did? Oh, please.
It was done. 48 hours later.
It was done.
Quickly.
But I was completely and utterly taken up by how he would say all the things I hated about Pretoria.
I've
always said I will never ever eat a masonja. That's me,
yeah.
I said I will never ever eat a masonja.
I will never ever.
Until I tasted a masonja.
You like them?
What?
Do you like them, Skuba?
What?
Why is it so difficult? Why are you surprised?
If you think prawns are nice, you have no idea what's happening when you're having a masonja. Khumuso, listen to me. Listen to me. If you're eating ama prawns and you enjoy them, I can tell you now, Guti, amasonja are way nicer than ama prawns. I ate amasonja for the first time in Italy. The following week, I'm back.
Yeah.
I'm back. Anyanis tamati.
So you even... Oh, no.
So this topic is actually inspired by what's happening in South Africa, especially when it comes to politics.
Mm-hmm.
Where you hear a particular party say, we'll never work with you. We'll never work with these ones. We'll never work with those people. Basically, today. And one politician once said, politicians will never be enemies forever. Right? You can be enemies today, tomorrow, when there's an opportunity, you realize or your enemy can help you to achieve your goals, then you form a coalition. So that's what inspired today's topic. I hope you're happy. You're excited about it, Khomuto. 086-000-959-0636-88-0959. Never say never. Ever said you'd never do something and then ended up doing it as we speak. Uhamba nomvenda.
Never. Never.
Oh, drama.
And never again.
Hey, drama.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Hey, Khomuto. Hey. Never say never, can't. I remember, I think 3 years back, saying I would never buy a dishwashing machine. Ask me today. Ask me today. Because, wow, that is my lifesaver. That has actually stepped in to avoid the argument that a teenager, being a teen mom, for avoid who's doing dishes today? Like, yo!
I remember saying I will never date a guy more than 2 years. Kungayenzeki anything. Look at me now. I'm dating this guy since 2014 to date. Ooh. It's more than 10 years. Mm. We're still dating. Nothing is happening. So, as they say, never say never.
Never say never.
You know the first voice note talking about dishes. That is the argument that I hate the most.
Is it?
And I feel like dishwashing.
You know,
it's too much work. Too much work.
I always said I've never ever wear white pants.
Well, when I'm a track pants,
I own 4 jeans. I have 2 track suits.
Yeah.
White is my new favorite. I said, I will never. angangifaka ibhulukwe elimhlophe mina namaline namajini amatrekisuti angimhlophe angimhlophe leso sikhathi. Never say never.
You know one thing that I can't use that I have is a washing machine.
What do you mean you can't use it?
I can't. Like, I just look at it. I just put clothes in there. Someone else will press the button.
Like the microwave.
Yeah, yeah.
That, so you don't
even
know,
in the microwave, I can't use it.
You don't know how to use it.
NG has to come and help me sort out the microwave.
What is the problem with learning it? Because you only have to learn it once.
Yeah, that's why we hire people.
Oh. You hire people to press
and
the
wash,
machine.
And wash clothes. Yeah. Just like Skumba was telling white people yesterday, you're costing the station money. Because there were white people sitting in front of him. And he was talking about...
how badly dressed they are.
But he was also talking about about helpers. You know, yeah. Like you go home and you're going to cook.
Say it the way I said it.
Say it, Skumba. Yeah. Okay,
let
you
me
say
tell you what happened here after Stelom Khoun.
It's 4:30. It's 4:30. It's 4:30. We are a very serious radio station here. This newsroom is very professional and serious. We are not here to laugh. Listen, UKG, listen to me. I'm older than everyone in this building. It's 4:30. It's time for Kaya News.
I'm a type of fear of heights. So I had told myself that I will never fly ever. Like even take off on a plane or anything close to that. And I flew local from Joburg to Cape Town for work. I think it was 2016, if I'm not mistaken. For the first time, those 2 hours, I was like, oh, okay, okay. The bag was bugging. Wasn't it 2018 international? Oh, that's so nice.
I remember saying I will never ever in my life touch alcohol. Okay. Who is doing the order online alcohol right now?
No.
Like every weekend, Shema, I have to have wine or something. Like never say never.
Nah, I mean I'm funan you go on Shema Chita with the SGTN. Never say never, especially in terms of his pan. I mean I'm fair to say is shy zonke le pan lezen a kalang shy two pan it mean Spanish gang, Spanish gang. Yeah, sing is enjoy.
Never say never.
Never say never.
Especially
man.
When it comes, because a lot of people always accuse South Africans of being very snobbish and arrogant and not wanting to do certain jobs. But it usually happens in big cities. You know, you can go to London, you can go wherever. The locals never want to do certain jobs.
Mm-hmm. Never and never again. Otlampona give up a lager to politics or politicians or a particular political party. But wa give a loima, have a loka, have an umpa, ever roba lankayo.
Yo, Mtsimina, after high school, I was like, I will never, never work at call center. That's for my dropouts.
Oh.
Hey, guys, life yet.
Wow. Hey, call center is for dropouts. It's actually good. It helps you to chase other goals because you earn a salary, you have an opportunity to go and study, blah, 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 blah.
And get back on the horse. Don't give up just because you're a dropout. That's unfair.
Hey, okay. Hi, Lena. I used to say never, ever, ever would I ever stay in Alexander. Hey, yeah. Ne? Life will humble you guys. Now it's been 2 years in Kala Alexander.
I ate prawns on 2 occasions. I ate prawns on 2 occasions.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Komuto and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.